Welcome to our podcast. This is Kayla Simon, Brooklyn Beeman, Natalie Reyes, and Nikki Hamden, and we're going to be discussing the book Mother Mother by Corin Zilkas. We hope you enjoy.
In the book Mother Mother by Corin Zilkas, the seemingly perfect Hearst family isn't as perfect as Mother Josephine makes it out to be.
As the reader finds out throughout the book, the Hearst family has many dark secrets. Between oldest daughter Rose, who has vanished, younger daughter Violet, who gets put in a mental hospital, son Will with epilepsy, and husband Doug, who is detached from his family, this is a very thrilling story about what goes on behind the closed doors of the Hearst household. The author of this book, Mother Mother, is Corin Zilkas. Corin Zilkas is a best-selling American writer and memoirist who was born in Saudi Arabia in 1980. She's made an appearance on 2020, Good Morning America, The View, and several other talk shows, and has also written as a journalist in magazines like 17 Magazine and The Guardian. She released her first book, Smashed, in 2015, and it quickly became a bestseller.
Some of her other popular books include The Drama Teacher, Fury, and Mother Mother, which is the book we are discussing today.
Kelly Baffett, author of Josie and Jack and The Last Scene Leaving, writes, Corin Zilkas' book, Mother Mother, is disturbing in the best way possible, believably. The slow, subtle darkness at the core of this book starts as a trickle and grows to a flash of blood. Not once does it stop feeling absolutely authentic.
This book review is spot on. When you begin to read, small hints are given that something is just not right with how Josephine is handling her family, and it grows into something so much more than you would originally think. The way Josephine shelters Will and lies about Violet is truly disturbing, like Baffett says.
Kirker's Reviews also says, Mother Mother is a hall of mirrors reflecting chaotic maternal psychological mayhem reminiscent of Mommy Dearest or Push of Ordinary People. This book most definitely portrays the chaos and psychological mayhem, Kirker's Reviews mention.
Now Nikki is going to talk about her reaction to Josephine's manipulative ways.
Josephine was very manipulative throughout the story. She first convinced her whole family and people in her life that Rose had ran off with a mysterious boyfriend. She sent letters to Violet acting like it was from Rose. Also, when Rose got pregnant, she practically forced her into having an abortion and then made it seem like it was the worst decision Rose had ever made. Josephine also convinced the police and Violet herself that she was psychotic, which led her into a mental hospital. Finally, she convinced Will that he had epilepsy and autism, when it was just anxiety attacks due to the family stress that Josephine had inflicted.
This is what Brooklyn thought about the plot twist at the end of the book.
What I really thought was crazy was the end of the book. This is when Violet goes to meet Rose at the park to go live with her, but finds out that who she thought was Rose was actually Josephine the entire time. Also, Violet finds out that Rose committed suicide and her mother covered it up. And when you think that's enough surprises, Josephine then tries to kill Violet and would have if Violet's friend Imogene didn't find her. I was pretty surprised when I read that Rose committed suicide because, if anything, I thought Josephine had possibly killed her. However, author Corin Zilkas does a great job portraying how the kids felt in the household by choosing this method for Rose's death. To me, this part of the book was the most exciting and I thought was a great way to sort of conclude the story.
So you may be wondering how Josephine pulled all this off. Well, the simple answer is that she acts like Rose to cover up the fact that Rose committed suicide. For example, she dresses up like Rose to get a fake recording at this train station. She even dyes her hair blonde to resemble Rose in the video. Lastly, she uses Rose's credit cards and her name to do activities that she enjoyed, such as going to plays and stuff. And this really showed what Josephine's true characters were, because it shows how obsessive and creepy that is, because no normal person would go to such great lengths to get like fake recordings of their daughter just to cover up her suicide. But yeah, this surprised me because it goes to show how Josephine is, basically.
We all really enjoyed the book Mother Mother by Corin Zilkas and totally would recommend it to any readers needing something to catch their attention or keep them on the edge of their seat. We hope you enjoyed our podcast.